Author Jazz Vasquez looks at the real significance of the Deborah Stevens story. The middle-aged newspaper carrier died in a flash flood. Reporters twisted the facts of how the first responders and 911 operator acted because they know the story is really about the death of print journalism. The newspaper is irrelevant just as middle-aged women are irrelevant unless they become intelligent and educated. No one needed to risk her life to deliver a newspaper no one reads. And strangers should not have been expected to die to save a woman who did not know how to swim, did not have an emergency kit in her car and expected people to risk their lives for her. Deborah Stevens, a middle-aged paper delivery woman for the Times Record, drowned with undelivered newspapers swirling around inside her SUV after a flash flood swept her off the road. Ironically, print journalists twisted the story of how 911 dispatcher Donoran responded to the 47-year-old woman's frantic call for help. The Deborah Stevens story raises so many questions about the psychology of search and rescue and manipulative newspaper reporting. The story of Deborah Stevens of Fort Smith, Arkansas is about the death of the newspaper itself. No one depends on print newspapers to know what's happening in the world. No one is going to rescue the newspaper industry just like no one is going to risk their lives to rescue a middle-aged woman who does not know how to swim. That day the speed and volume of water made it impossible for a quick rescue even if the first responders had located her vehicle in a timely manner. Stevens was not able to clearly tell the operator where she was located because she did not know, which slowed down the process. Why was anyone out delivering newspapers that day? No one should have risked their lives to deliver the print newspaper when the town of Arkansas experienced massive flooding. Do people in Arkansas not have internet access to receive news on their phones or computers? Why were so many people outraged by the operator's response to Stevens' 911 phone call for help? The reason is people have no intellectual understanding of how operators and first responders do their jobs. Also, people have unconscious fears about being abandoned or considered too insignificant to move heaven and earth for a magical rescue. Ultimately, people are afraid to die. The print media reporters share bits and pieces of the 22-minute phone call between Stevens and Wren, who was finishing up her last day on the job. No doubt, Wren was tired of dealing with people who not put their own lives and the lives of first responders at risk. Part of what would bother any normal person was Stevens' sense of entitlement. She expected people to magically rescue her rather than figuring out a way to save herself. Why didn't she get out of her vehicle and get on the top of the SUV? Why didn't she grab onto branches from the nearby tree if she could not swim? Contrary to the reports, the 911 operator did try to encourage the woman to get out of her vehicle by telling her she was tall enough to stand in the flood water. But the middle-aged woman moaned and cried in a panic, worried about whether the first responders would give her a ride home after they rescued her. She worried about her new cell phone. Wren tried to snap the woman out of the emotional state while also juggling other phone calls and people who needed help. Was Stevens' life more important than other people who needed help that day? The search and rescue people likely figured out that Stevens would drown in her car because it was impossible to get to the vehicle without a rescue boat. In other words, the flooding made a quick rescue impossible even though people just assume first responders can part the Red Sea like Moses. The entire situation and dialogue was taken out of context and twisted by the reporters who covered the incident. Anyone could listen to the actual audio of the call released by Fort Smith police. Before throwing the 911 operator under the bus because of a tone of voice or attitude, consider her job is to get the necessary information and to keep the person on the phone. That's it. The newspaper delivery woman asked the operator to pray with her. Wren agreed to listen to Stevens, but she is not a caller's personal priest. It turns out Wren had submitted her resignation earlier and was working her last shift that day. No doubt, she intuitively knew the position was dangerous in today's day and age. No one can win in a society that takes things out of context, fail to have your back and scrutinize the tone of your voice. Rather than encouraging formal repercussions, Farin, journalists should have admitted they are just drowning in the same death waters. Journalists are afraid to admit that newspapers don't matter, just like some feel middle-aged women who deliver them don't matter very much in this world. People who watched from the balconies of nearby apartments would have jumped into the flood water to rescue a crying baby stranded in an SUV dash, but not a middle-aged woman who can't swim. They might have even jumped to save a frail elderly person out of sympathy. Of course, they would have just died trying, but they would have tried. Who doesn't know how to swim at the age of 47? Who doesn't know how to hang on to branches of a tree? Who sits in an SUV talking to a 911 operator waiting for someone to save them? As the water level rose to completely enclose the SUV's cabin, maybe the prayer to God was answered when the vehicle slid into trees. The lesson here for anyone is to buy all the necessary survival tools and keep them in the vehicle for emergencies. Survival of the fittest. Smart people have a survivalist instinct. They buy the tools that crack open windows. Maybe they invest in a life preserver if they don't know how to swim. A lot of people were stranded in flood waters that day. First responders risk their lives to fish people out of the water or their vehicles. In the end, Stevens drowned. First responders began CPR over an hour after officials located her vehicle. Reporters claim the 911 operator did not seem concerned as Stevens begged someone to save her. But dispatchers are trained to sound dispassionate to gather important information. They are not there to take your last confession. They also have other people to help in situations like this when multiple people need assistance. At one point, Rin commands Stevens to shut up. She was not being mean or insensitive. She needed the hysterical woman to shut up so she could do her job. Stevens complained that people were just watching from their apartment balconies, mocking her for being stupid enough to drive into flood water. Did Stevens really expect those people to die as well? People had a dramatic response to the Deborah Stevens story for two reasons. 1. The print journalists feel guilty about the fact that Stevens risked her life to deliver a paper that is a dead product. They know no one really needed to read the newspaper. Stevens died in vain over something people use to clean up their pet's poop. In order to feel as though they have some significance in the world, the print journalists twisted the truth and create a false narrative, throwing the 911 operator under the bus. If anything, the 911 operator is the hero of the story. She was the one who had to listen to a hysterical woman while juggling other responsibilities and urgent calls. She brilliantly directed first responders and got the information she needed out of Stevens. It was not the operator's fault that Stevens was in a location impossible for rescuers to access. The second reason the Deborah Stevens story created just an uproar is because people know, deep down, that no one cares about stupid middle-aged white women. They are insignificant. If a woman does not develop her intellectual skills by the time she is 30, no one wants to waste their time with them. Stevens did not want to die that day. She worried about ruining her new phone rather than figuring out a way to save herself. Call it survival of the fittest. Or maybe it was just her time to die. Stevens reminds middle-aged women that they better figure out a way to have significance in the world, because even God doesn't save a person who does not save herself. If a 911 operator or first responder sounds callous or uncaring, it's because they see how careless people cause accidents, hang dead in trees after a suicide, drive drunk, overdose, or drive their cars into flood waters. All of these people endanger the lives of others. They cause grief and pain for people in the world who did not ask to be part of their drama. The 911 call records the gargled sound of Stevens' voice as she actually drowns in the vehicle. She found her peace. Now it's time to offer peace to the first responders and operators who not only did their jobs, but did them well.